You're listening to SBS News.
With the Republicans controlling the United States Senate, there was little chance President Trump would be found guilty of either an abuse of power or of obstructing the Congress. The Senate voted to acquit him by 52 votes to 48 on charges of abuse of power and 53 to 47 on obstruction of the Congress. Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, put the result on the public record.
The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
The Democrats charged Donald Trump in December for pressuring Ukraine to announce a corruption investigation into Joe Biden and his son Hunter. President Trump had argued Hunter Biden had improperly held a position with a Ukrainian natural gas company while his father was the vice president and in charge of America's bilateral relationship with Ukraine. The main accusation was that Mr. Trump abused his power by withholding several hundred million dollars in security aid to Ukraine as a way of trying to force Ukraine's president to produce dirt on the Bidens. This followed a phone call last July where Mr. Trump asked Ukraine's president to, quote, do us a favour. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney decided to vote with the Democrats in favour of convicting Donald Trump of abuse of power.
The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi welcomed Mitt Romney's stance.
Very impressed by Senator Romney's statement. Now, the president has been bipartisan vote against his staying in office.
Donald Trump's re-election campaign issued a statement calling the trial an impeachment hoax that will go down as the worst miscalculation in American political history. Vice President Mike Pence reinforced that message.
The Democrats keep trying to run down this president because they know they can't run against this president. I think they tried to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat President Donald Trump in November of 2020.
A Gallup poll in the US shows that Donald Trump's approval rating with voters is now at 49%. The acquittal might not kill off the Ukraine story because the Democrats have suggested it's likely that they'll subpoena Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. Mr. Bolton is about to release a political memoir, and its manuscript alleges that Mr. Trump told Mr. Bolton to help him pressure Ukraine. Greg Diet, SBS News.